Kind of reminds me of when I was about 5 years old. I had a birthday present, one of those great tricycles, whatever, Hot Wheels, I think they were. Big, huge wheel in the front. Great. And I had the special kind where they had squirt guns on the handles. And that was just the coolest thing on the block. And I was the bright five-year-old kid that I thought I could concoct chocolate milk all on my own and put it in the squirt gun and squirt people with chocolate milk. And I thought, you make chocolate milk by mixing water with mud. Let's just say that the squirt gun didn't work anymore. But it reminds us about God. Those three-wheelers. Positioned in such a way that if you take off that front wheel, guess what? You're going to be learning how to probably unicycle really quick. If you take off that third wheel, you are yourself meaningless. And that's how we can think about God. He is that wheel that directs our lives. He is a third wheel, but not the one off to the side. He's right smack dab in front of us. And as long as we do that and we keep God first in our lives, we let him direct our lives, we give him the benefit of the doubt when we pray for something and we're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for it to happen. We just keep praying because we know he's the one directing it all. He's the one that has overseen not just the birth of America, but every single civilization that have came and gone. And guess what? God's bigger than America. God is bigger than all of us. And as long as we acknowledge that, he becomes that pivotal third wheel. So how can we make God that third wheel for us, the right wheel for us today? Well, let's turn back to our scripture passage for today. You might have missed it. It's hidden in there. Today we heard from an Old Testament story that really is easy for us to gloss over. Like, we don't really like the Old Testament always because there's a lot of explanation, but hear me out. We heard of the calling of a prophet, Isaiah, probably one of the biggest, coolest, funnest to read prophet in the whole Old Testament. And guess what? When you look up those Dead Sea Scrolls, it's Isaiah's book that is almost word for word complete. That important that we hear of him being called as a prophet, his early days. And he gets this vision. It may be in a dream where he sees the throne room of God. He sees heaven in all of its glory. He says, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, the train of his robe, this piece of the hem of his garment, filling up the whole temple. Above him stood the seraphim. You know those seraphim, the ones that are just on flame, firing angels. If you see an angel, he'll scare you out of your mind. And each of these angels had six wings. With two, he covered his face to hide him from God's glory. Even the angels. With two other, he covered his feet in modesty. How dare he come in the presence of God, even this angel. And with two more wings, a six-winged angel, he flew. And guess what? They called to one another, just like we sang this morning, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. A little louder than we did. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called. And the house was filled with smoke. Now, if you're Isaiah, let's pretend you're Isaiah. You see this. How do you react? Woe is me, for I am lost. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of other people of unclean lips. And I have seen with my eyes the King, the Lord of hosts. I'm as good as a dead man. Then something interesting changes. One of these angels on fire with six wings flew down to Isaiah in this dream, his vision, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar, the heavenly altar. And he touched my mouth with this coal and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. What do you do with that? If you look into this story, this is a prophet of God, a spokesperson, a man called by God to tell all the leaders and rulers and kings of Israel, shape up, Get right with God. Stop making God your unnecessary third wheel. And put him first in life. Because if you don't, guess what? God's going to let enemy armies run all over you. This was the calling of Isaiah with this vision. And so much so that he realizes that he's not a very good person. How can he be the spokesperson for God? He's a man of unclean lips. Well, again, God does not call the equipped. He equips the called, and he equips Isaiah. And in a symbolic way, he lets an angel take what's holy from the altar, touch his lips, and say that whatever you speak, Isaiah, these will be my words, not yours. For you and I today, for us to make God our pivotal third wheel, put him first in life, is first to pray. Pray to God for your spouses, your families, whatever it is. But remember that first relationship with you and God, that you have a access to God that nobody else can step in between. And when you realize that, you can also realize something else, that God is also calling you to big and important things in life. Maybe not just being a spokesman or woman for God, but maybe other things. And when you start to realize that you don't have it all together, guess what? Neither of us do. Remember this passage. Angel took a coal, a burning coal, and branded the lips of Isaiah in this vision. But here today, at this altar, God will take something as simple as an unleavened piece of bread, bring it from the altar right here to you, and to your lips will declare to you, your sins are paid for. Your sin is taken away. That's what it means to make God, God. Let him be the one that serves you. Because we can't give God enough. He is God and we are not. And when you stand in humility and say, I can't do it perfectly, Lord, but I know somebody who did, and his name is Jesus, the Son of God, and he is the one I will trust in. When you do that, not just here today, but in anything you do, acknowledge God being God. He becomes that front wheel that'll direct your life. So once more today, make God first in life by kneeling and accepting what God has to give, his love, his forgiveness, and his life for you today. Please pray with me. Almighty Lord, you are God. You are three persons in three different ways, but yet one God. Help us not just to grasp that, to wrestle with, but to trust in you, that you are bigger than anything we can think of, and your love is bigger than anything we have hoped for. Bless us today as you have watched over all those you have loved and those that have lost their lives. Remember your greater love to us. In Jesus we pray. Amen.